Be'ezer Hashem Reiro. Okay, good Sunday night. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're doing Simon Reish Ches Sif Tes. We're continuing on with the halachos of Dochen. We learned yesterday that Dochen is millet. And we will see that continuing on, that there are some important halacha lemaisa discussions as well from these halachos. Erev kemach dochen. So we learned yesterday that dochen, that's millet, is considered like kidneys, and it gets a shahakol. However, if it was mixed, because it's a type of, I don't know what the right word Rabbi Yom would be, it's a type of grain, but not one of the five grains, so the shar mitne kidneys and kemach shachameshes mina dochen bishlovik there. So what happens if it was mixed with this and kidneys and the five types of dogon and it was all cooked in a pot? So then mivarek barim mizelos v'alam mitha. Then in such a case, it gets a mizonos and an alam mitha. This comes back, reverts back to the rule of thumb that the mizonos always wins. In the case of the tarulis, a kol sheish bo michamishus mini dogon is going to win. The masin men are pas mivarek hamotzi. Then if you make bread from it, then in such a case, it gets a motzi. And birchas hamazon. The dafke sheish bosu kemach. Tonight we're going to learn the halachos of gzayis b'teiachilus pras. Only if you have the kemach mechameshes minim kedei shiochol men gzayis dogon b'teiachilus pras. So in order to get birchas hamazon, you need to have a substantial meal. What's Chazal's definition of a substantial meal? So the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Gimel spells this out. Prasu chatzi kikar shel erev. It's a half a loaf of bread. Yeshom shosha beitzim yeshom arba. So it's either three or four beitzim. And kizayis we know from Gemara is uchatzi be'er. So Mishnah Berurah concludes if katan mem gimel. So that means that you need 1/8 of the mixture to be of pas of dogon that would be chayv. So that's the math, right? You hear that? So that you have, let's say it's four beitzim and a kizayis uchatzi be'er. So then in such a case, then it will be 1/8 of the, for to be chai. So this is important for a person to know. Also, we know that you have to eat that through in the shear of a kizayis bichdei achilas pras in that amount of time. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah discusses a chidush, interesting chidush la'alacha from the Shari Tshuva in Dibur HaMaskil Dochen, that the Shari Tshuva suggests if someone ate faster than usual. In other words, he has less than the gezayis b'teiachilus pras. It's 1/10, but he eats really fast, and he eats a gezayis, then he'll also make brechas lazon, because at the end of the day, he was satiated. It's interesting chiddush, but it's mistaber. Okay? Continues in the Chamolim. Ein bo ze hashiur mechameshes haminim. Ein mevarach lemsof brechas hamazon. Alchir varach hamotzi. Kiyun sheish bo tam dog, nach pishen bo gezayis b'teiachilus pras. So it's going to come out, he says, though, if there isn't gezayis b'teiachilus pras, so then in such a case, you're going to make a hamotzi on the one hand, but the bracha achrona is going to be an ala michil, sof ala michil, and this ala michil. Now this ala michil is a big, big, big controversy. The grunts of Kotem Mevav and Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal in Arachayim Chelik Aleph Simen Ayin, paskins like this gra against the Shulchan Aruch, that the gra says, this is ridiculous, that if you're going to have something that doesn't have kizayis b'teiachilus pras, so in such a case, it shouldn't get al mechil. It should get a bar nefashos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, six lines into Sifkotan mem zayin. And this is how Ramesha paskin. Others defended the position. At the end of the day, the svar is a little bit hard to understand because memanushach. Usually, if something is going to get a hamotzi, so then in such a case, the parallel bracha to that would be birchas hamazon. So the reason why it doesn't get a birchas hamazon is because you don't have a kizayis b'teiachilus pras. If you don't have a kizayis b'teiachilus pras, so then the whole bracha achrona has got to be a totally different bracha achrona. It should be a bar nefashos. Others defend it, as I mentioned, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes the machmazel roy the reish shemaim shelo yochel pars kizeh el b'sel sudim kama kamenoka the reish shulchan aruch ein limchos. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes with another, in the end of Sif Katan Mem Zayin, another halach lamais application. V'da od, hu adin, yom ha-pasa yom uruv kemach dogan kizayis b'teach v'lis pras, el shu lo ocho rak mixes me ha-pas, shu lo yishir kizayis dogan mekol azayis v'shal, gam kein yom varach b'chaz mazan ala ala mechil. So the rule of thumb is that if for whatever reason he didn't eat a k'zayis b'chnei achilas pras, so then in such a case the bracha is going to be an ala michya. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat Memcha something that's very, very important, Lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah adds the following case that wasn't brought up until now in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Va'ayim Be'er Halacha. It's the second wide line in the wide lines. The Lav Dafka Taruas Chemach Bechemach Deinim Inter Kol Minei Adagam. Hu Adinim Ir Chamesh Minei Adagam Im Dvash V'Tavlin O Shar Minim. What happens if you don't have kezayis v'teichilas pras because it's been mixed up with dug with dvash and tavlin? So then gam kebiyim shem chameishus mim kezayis v'teichilas pras. Spices and so on aren't going to add, and so therefore Mishnah Berurah has a suffix on many cakes. You have many cakes; they have so much sugar and so on and so forth that they don't have a kezayis b'chtei Achilas Pras. So he's bothered, then why do you even make an Al-Michya afterwards? Three lines from the bottom, in the four lines from the bottom, Mishnah Berurah, Mekom Okon, Lingin Pas Kistin, Shem Ura, Betavlin, Harbe, Nogin Aol, Levarach, Lav Al-Michya, Kishesh, Bo, Gzayis, Ashram, Indog, Levado, Shem Tzabo, Ein Bo, Shir, Kizayis. At the end of the day, it doesn't have a Kizayis. He suggests maybe the reason is because the tavlin are there, the spices are there to be machshir the ochel. So it really depends on what type of thing is being mashlim the kizayis bichtei achilas pras. If it's something that could be associated easily with the cake, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be an ala micha. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Mincha Shlomo Simen Sadi Aleph, says that the Mishnah Berurah's heter is only going to apply if we're talking about sugar and tavlinim and so on and so forth. But what happens about fillings? He says there, that doesn't combine. In such a case, Eina Chanami, if you don't have a Kezayis V'chtei Achilas Pras, the tavlinim and so on, the sugar, that could combine. Other things would not combine. And generally, we assume like this. Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish says in general, Shanir Shah Tavlin Am Sum Mitzar from the Kizayis, even though it's a Tzar Chiyun, that seems to be the Minhag Olam. However, other items that are clearly not Batal to the rest of the Isa would not be Mitzarif, and therefore that needs to be kept in mind when asking whether one had a Mizonas and a Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras for the Bracha Achrona of Al Hamichil. We'll stop for tonight.
Stay up for dining.